This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, August 24. Victory. Our reading comes from John chapter 16. Jesus went on to say, "In a little while, you'll see me no more, and then after a little while, you will see me." At this, some of his disciples said to one another, "What does he mean by saying, 'In a little while, you will see me no more, and then after a little while, you will see me'? And, 'Because I'm going to the Father'?" They kept asking, "What does he mean by 'a little while'? We don't understand what he's saying." Jesus saw that they wanted to ask him about this, so he said to them, "Are you asking one another what I meant when I said, 'In a little while you will see me no more, and then after a little while you will see me'? Very truly I tell you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy. A woman giving birth to a child has pain because her time has come. But when her baby is born, she forgets the anguish because of her joy that a child is born into the world. So with you, now is your time of grief, but I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy. In that day, you will no longer ask me anything. Very truly I tell you, my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete. Though I've been speaking figuratively, a time is coming when I will no longer use this kind of language, but will tell you plainly about my Father. In that day, you will ask in my name. I am not saying that I will ask the Father on your behalf. No, the Father himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father and entered the world. Now I am leaving the world and going back to the Father." Then Jesus' disciples said, "Now you are speaking clearly and without figures of speech. Now we can see that you know all things and that you do not even need to have anyone ask you questions. This makes us believe that you came from God." "Do you now believe?" Jesus replied. "The time is coming, and in fact has come, when you will be scattered, each to your own home. You will leave me all alone. Yet I am not alone, for my Father is with me. I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." One of the things Jesus wants his followers to understand is that the way forward for them will not be easy. As we saw yesterday, we should be prepared to experience resistance and even hostility because of our faith. But beyond that, we'll have to deal with many other problems in our fallen world. Conflict, anxiety, depression, poverty, divorce, cancer, tragedy, disaster, the list goes on and on. Jesus wants us to understand that there will be days and even seasons of life that are incredibly difficult. Scripture never promises that faith in Jesus will make our problems go away. In fact, sometimes the opposite is true. But whatever comes our way, we don't face our struggles without hope. We've put our trust in the Savior who died but then rose again. He made our salvation and new life possible by defeating sin and death. Bible teachers called this theme in Scripture, Christus Victor, the idea that Jesus will triumph over every enemy of God and that we'll share in that victory because of our faith. In Christ, we have hope for the possibility of redemption in this life. Bodies can be healed, hearts can be softened, and lives can be changed. But even if we don't experience some of the changes we hope for during our lives, we have the assurance that one day we will share in Christ's victory. Pray with me. Father, grant me your peace in difficult seasons, knowing that I will share in your victory. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.